Using language appropriately.
Here is part of a famous oration given by John Hancock in 1774 during the American Revolution. Speaking of the British soldiers who killed 5 Americans in the Boston Massacre, Hancock exclaimed, "Ye dark designing knaves, ye murderers, parricides, how dare you tread upon the earth which has drank in the blood of slaughtered innocents shed by your wicked hands? How dare you breathe that air which wafted to the ear of heaven the groans of those who fell a sacrifice to your accursed ambition? Tell me, ye bloody butchers, ye villains high and low, ye wretches, do you not feel the goads and stings of conscious guilt pierce through your savage bosoms?" This is certainly vivid language, and Hancock's audience loved it. But can you imagine speaking the same way today? In addition to being accurate, clear, and vivid, language should be appropriate to the occasion, to the audience, to the topic, and to the speaker.
Appropriateness to the occasion?
Language that is appropriate for some occasions may not be appropriate for others. There is a time for dialect, a place for slang, an occasion for literary form. What is correct on the sports page is out of place on the op-ed page. What is with it on the street may well be without it in the classroom. As a simple example, a coach might address the football team as "you guys," or worse, whereas the speaker, in a more formal situation, would begin with "distinguished guests." Try reversing these two situations and see how ridiculous it becomes. It's only common sense to adjust your language to different occasions.
Appropriateness to the audience.
Appropriateness also depends on the audience. If you keep this in mind, it will help you greatly when dealing with technical or scientific topics. When addressing an audience of physicians, you might use the word peritonitis to refer to a viral disease marked by the swelling of the parotid glands. Your audience would know just what you meant. But when talking to a non-medical audience, such as your classmates, a word like peritonitis would not be appropriate. The appropriate word in this case would be mumps. You should be especially careful to avoid language that might offend your audience. If you were a stand-up comedian, off-color humor or profanity might be appropriate in a nightclub routine, but most listeners would find it offensive in a formal public speech. Remember, speakers are expected to elevate and polish their language when addressing an audience. They are also expected to avoid name-calling and other forms of abusive language. As we saw in Chapter 2, such language is ethically suspect because it demeans the basic human worth of the people against whom it is directed. In addition, most listeners take offense at statements that denounce people on the basis of their religious beliefs or ethnic heritage. If you include such statements in your speeches, you will not only violate an important ethical responsibility, but almost surely alienate a good portion of your audience.
Appropriateness to the topic.
Language should also be appropriate to the topic. You would not use metaphor, antithesis, and alliteration when explaining how to change a bicycle tire or how to perform routine maintenance on a car. But you might use all three in a speech celebrating the genius of Leonardo da Vinci or honoring the crew of the space shuttle Columbia. The first two topics call for straightforward description and explanation. The latter two call for special language skills to evoke emotion, admiration, and appreciation.
Appropriateness to the speaker.
No matter what the occasion, audience, or topic, language should also be appropriate to the speaker. Imagine the effect if Dick Cheney tried to adopt the religious imagery and rhythmical cadence of Jesse Jackson. The results would be comical. Every public speaker develops his or her own language style. But to say that language should be appropriate to the speaker does not justify ignoring the other needs for appropriateness. There is a difference between one's everyday style and one's developed style as a public speaker. Accomplished speakers have developed their speaking styles over many years of trial, error, and practice. They have worked at using language effectively. You can do the same if you become language conscious. One way to develop this consciousness is to read and listen to the speeches of effective speakers. Whether they are current public figures such as Colin Powell and Hillary Clinton, or historical figures such as Barbara Jordan and Martin Luther King. Study their techniques for achieving accuracy, clarity, and vividness, and try to adapt those techniques to your own speeches. But do not try to become someone else when you speak. Learn from other speakers. Blend what you learn into your own language style, and seek to become the best possible you.